It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you for joining me on this nice and warm Friday afternoon. It feels warm. Feels better than negative 3 or 2 or whatever. It's only 22 degrees outside, so it's still cold, but... I've heard Steve Willett talking on the radio yesterday and today about just getting back up to 30 degrees. how nice that would be. Goodness. Our phone lines are open, 946-0435. I've got a fun topic for you. Conspiracy theories. All right? You want to play along? Conspiracy theories. Okay? Do you believe in them? Is there one particular conspiracy theory you believe in? Here is the sports conspiracy theory. The NFL is rigged in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Believe it or not, true or false, do you believe that the NFL rigs things in favor of the Chiefs, primarily with calls during games? Questionable calls. Seems like the Chiefs get one or two every single game. I am generally not a believer at all in that kind of thing. I'm not a believer that refs are out to get one team. I'm not a believer, you know, that refs want to screw one team or favor one team. Occasionally it does happen. If you've got some bad blood, I've dealt with it just in my own experience coaching youth. I've had a ref that, you know, he didn't like me. He was gonna call something on me or my team any chance he got, and that's the reality. Sometimes it does happen. So, do you believe the NFL goes out of its way to help the Kansas City Chiefs win? Now think about this, okay? You're talking the Taylor Swift effect. You're talking the pop culture effect. You're talking bringing fans to your game. I know you might think, if you're listening to a sports show in Altoona, Pennsylvania on a cold, wintry Friday, you're probably a big sports fan, and you might think, well, everybody's watching these football games. Well, they're not. Not everybody's watching. A lot of women, young women, don't watch football. Taylor Swift's on TV. That's her boyfriend that's on TV. Maybe I'll tune in for a little bit. The Chiefs are on. They win. They've won 3 Super Bowls, 2 in a row. They'll turn on and... maybe I'll buy some more Chiefs merchandise. Maybe I'll spend a little more money on something related to the Chiefs. So my question, 946-0435, do you believe that the NFL takes that stuff into account and will give the Chiefs a wink and a nod every now and then on a call to help them out? I do not believe in conspiracy theories by and large. I think a lot of conspiracy theories, to be perfectly honest with you, are believed in and talked about and spread by dumbasses. Seriously, that people that just are so stupid that they're not educated. They want to believe in their own thing all the time. You can't tell them anything. So no, I do not believe, for the most part, in conspiracy theories. There is one I believe in. I'll tell you about it. It's a big one. So If you believe in conspiracy theory, and you can give me a good one if you believe in it, don't believe it, or whatever. But do you believe in the Chiefs conspiracy theory? Here's the thing. I do. I really do. I'm not fully married to the idea. I'm not 100% certain because I'm a rational person. I know that football is a very, very fast game. Things happen. But the body of evidence week after week that the Chiefs get some beneficial call here. I mean, it's kind of gotten to the point where it's every single game. It's a little hard not to believe it. So with regards to the Chiefs conspiracy theory, I believe it. I'm 75-25 on it, that the NFL takes it into account, the Taylor Swift effect, the Patrick Mahomes effect, all that stuff. So, yes, I do believe in the Chiefs conspiracy theory. Here's one other conspiracy theory I do believe in. I'll get a little deep here. I do not believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I think that that's a conspiracy theory. I think that the conspiracy theorists out there that think that there was another shooter or that there was some kind of plot involving other people, it's hard for me to believe that that would not have been the case, to be perfectly honest with you. I've studied a lot of JFK stuff in my lifetime. To believe that one lone gunman from the distance, I visited the site in Dallas at School Book Depository. We were there for when Penn State was in the Cotton Bowl. The Ticket City Bowl 14 years ago. To believe in 1963 that one lone gunman was going to get off that many clear shots from that distance, it's not. I don't think that it's overly plausible. I think that that guy was part of was a patsy and part of a cover up. So there you go. There's the one conspiracy theory that I do believe in. No, I don't think the earth is flat. If you want to call and tell me the earth is flat, I'm going to hang up on you. If you believe in any conspiracy, aliens, I do believe there are aliens out there. I don't believe one will ever visit Earth. It would take them billions and billions of years to get here. We're never going to see it in our lifetime. All right, what do you think? Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Corey, Nebraska man.
Nebraska man, what's going on? You buy into the theory, Nebraska man, that the NFL rigs things every now and then for the Chiefs.
Well, you know, look what happened to the New England Patriots with Brady, you know, when they flated the footballs. Kansas City does get a lot of calls. I agree with you there. What I can't understand is if they are getting calls when they shouldn't be getting calls, and it's making it too obvious on national TV. When a person watching TV actually sees it, and the referees are on the field and they don't see it,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it look like there is something going on. But why don't the coaches that play against the Chiefs that aren't getting the calls that you're supposed to get?
Sometimes you'll see coaches and players come out who their opponent last week said they felt like they were playing the refs.
Yeah, and then you know, and if you look at it on the other team was playing, the calls that they should be getting for pass interference. Last week I saw two holding calls, and I looked at myself and I said that guy never even touched that guy. How would they even call holding when that guy he never even grabbed his jersey, never even grabbed his in front of his jersey, never grabbed him by the side. But I do believe that certain teams in the NFL do get more leniency towards calling on calls than what the other NFL teams do.
It has got to be incredibly difficult to officiate an NFL game with the size, the strength, the speed of the players, the speed of the game itself, holding calls, all of those things. Very, very difficult to see in real time. We get the benefit of super slow-mo where we can see things on TV. So generally speaking, Nebraska man, generally speaking, I do not believe that officials are out to screw anybody. They have a tough job, and it can be very – but I just think there seems to be so much evidence, because with the Chiefs – and it's gotten to the point now where it's really just kind of a national joke. It's a national punchline that if somebody breathes on Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be a penalty. And so – week after week, you've got everybody looking for it now. You see what I'm getting? You see what I'm getting? All fans out there that, you know, and look, I want the Chiefs to win. I like history. I'd be cool if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl. But fans out there are starting to look on every single play to see if Mahomes and those guys are getting the benefit of the doubt. And it seems like every game they come up with at least a couple of plays.
Yeah, but Corey, too, though, you know, it's costing some of these teams the game. Some of these calls are really costing these teams.
Well, there's no question, but it helps. But it helps Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but also
and what? Hey, look, what helps Taylor Swift? Helps the NFL. Can you agree? Can we all agree? Let's not bury our head in the sands and think that Taylor Swift has not had a monumental impact on the NFL.
I believe she has.
Think about the number of eyeballs that, I mean, look, the NFL is the king of this country in sports, but now you've brought in new audiences, different people. The longer Taylor Swift's team is alive, you know, the longer those people get to watch. So, hey, I again, as I've said, I generally do not buy into conspiracy theories, but this is one I think that there is a whole lot of validity in.
Hey, Corey, my last question. Do you ever think, I have to agree with you here, within the last 5 years, the advancement of pro football, these players coming out of college, they are so more mature. They are so physically put together. They got the speed. They got the nobility. Catching the balls with one hand, jumping over defensive players, doing somersaults. Do you think it'll ever come down? I don't think we'll ever see it in the regular season. But you think coming into playoffs, the way that the NFL has advanced so fast, do you think that they would ever start to put extra referees on the field to fill these gaps so they might be able to see these calls?
It would be easy to say yes, because you need more eyeballs, right? More eyeballs would help see, but then you've got a lot more people on the field. I mean, how many times do refs get in the way now? And where would you position these people? I think more so than the extra eyeballs on the field, Nebraska man, I think we're going to see what baseball is doing with more of the use of the automated and you know, cameras and that kind of thing. I think the NFL is going to find a way to expand replay rules, expand what the camera can see live, and you know, maybe an assistant coach in a booth is able to see the real quick replay, and you get X number of challenges per game, even more than there currently are, and you might be able to challenge routine plays like holding. You can only challenge certain kinds of plays nowadays, but I think as we get more and more and more and more advanced with the technology, I do foresee a scenarios where you're able to challenge basically anything.
All right. Hey, Corey, I like both the dogs this weekend.
All right, very good. Appreciate it, man. 946-0435. We'll talk some Eagles here in a little bit. 946-0435, you want to join us? Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Andy from Altoona, Corey.
Andy, did you catch my topic? We're talking conspiracy. You think there's a conspiracy theory by the NFL, or conspiracy by the NFL that helps rig things for the Kansas City Chiefs?
No, I don't. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills are just better than everybody else. That's the bottom line.
Week in and week out, there's calls that go the Chiefs' way that everybody complains about.
Corey, knock it off, man. The refs are human, too. Human error is part of the enjoyment of sports.
I like it. Corey, knock it off, man. Knock it off. I like that. All right. Do you buy into any conspiracy theories? What about JFK, Andy? You think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, Andy?
I have no idea. And let's not really discuss that since this is a sports show. Okay?
That's what I'm talking. Hey, you don't tell me what I'm talking. I'm talking conspiracy. We're having fun today. I want to talk conspiracy theories. I'm sorry you don't want. You can talk about something else, but I'm talking about damn conspiracy theories.
Name on it.
What's that?
It's your listener's show. It isn't yours. We just allow you to put your name on it.
All right. Why do you got to be such an ass? I mean, seriously, I've banned you a couple times. You continue to call. Look, I'm trying to have fun here. You want to be a jerk? Screw you. Seriously, I ain't got no time for that. I'm trying to have fun with people, you know. Seriously, I give you as much leeway as I can possibly give you. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's George in Altoona, Corey.
What's up, George? You think things are rigged in favor of the Chiefs?
Well, I think it goes back before Taylor Swift. How about the playoff game, where the Chiefs get the ball with 13 seconds left?
Yeah.
And they're able to kick the game-winning field goal.
I don't remember the exact clock thing in that scenario.
It was some ridiculous.
That's true, but from what I saw the replay on that a couple months ago, I don't know that the clock was slowed or anything. I think they actually got the plays. I think they hit Kelce really big over the middle, and they were able to just make it happen very, very, very quickly.
I'm not sure they had any. Well, I'd have to look at it again. I'm not sure how many, if they had timeouts left, or, you know, because they'd have to have clocked the ball, and just to even line up and clock the ball would have, you know, killed you on, you know, 13 seconds trying to, because the Bills had scored and that was off a kickoff.
I'm going to go back and find that that replay from 4 years ago. I think it was 4 years ago, but I remember when I saw it. I've seen it within the last, say, 3 months or so, give or take. I don't remember thinking that there was anything fishy looking there.
Well, it was dramatic watching it. It was awesome to watch it, but it was hard to believe that they did it.
Well, moving forward with all this time, do you think there's any validity in the possibility that the NFL is giving them calls?
I think the TV ratings, I think the NFL is like very happy that the Chiefs are advancing in the playoffs.
Right. But are they helping
more than
them on purpose?
Else. I think they look at the ratings, because if you had, you know, this week instead of the Chiefs, if you had the Texans there, you're not going to get the ratings that you're going to get for Buffalo, Kansas City, especially because they can go back and say the last time these guys met in the championship game, here's what happened.
I pulled up the video here, and this is, look, there's George, you should watch this. So what happened here? This is 4 years ago. It's 36-33. The Chiefs take over at their own 25, okay, with 13 seconds to go.
Yeah.
They had three timeouts. So,
yeah, I told you, 13 seconds.
So on the very first play, Mahomes hits, looks like a running back, and he gets out to the 45-yard line. He gets 20 yards.
Is it the guy from Rutgers, Pekovic?
Maybe. But then they call timeout. That takes 6 seconds, and that's reasonable. And they call timeout with 7 seconds to go. And on the next play, it looks like when they start the next play, they put it's 08, and Mahomes takes a one-step drop. He hits Kelce over the middle to the 30, and they call a timeout with 3 seconds to go. They did all of that in 10 seconds. They got 50 yards in 10 seconds. It really wasn't even a clock thing. It's not like the clock helped them in any way there. It's just terrible. It's just horrific defense by the Bills watching this video.
Yeah,
here.
Really. Well, I got a new conspiracy theory for you, though.
All right.
Okay. Here's my conspiracy theory. Every time that Marcus Freeman was shown on TV during the CFP National Championship game,
okay,
James Franklin said, "I'm glad that's not me."
Like losing badly?
I'm glad that's not me, because not getting his ass kicked by Ohio State again.
Well, I will put a serious spin on it. James is thrilled that Freeman did not win, because that would mean a lot for James to become the first.
Well, but what I'm saying is, if he had lost to Ohio State twice
the
same year,
especially getting down 31-7, oh my God! It is interesting. That's not even conspiracy. That's probably reality. That you can feel better about Penn State losing the way it did than if Penn State would have played Ohio State and gotten down 31-7.
Yeah, but could you imagine how much heat he'd be
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Thank you, George. Appreciate it, man. 9460435. Dan. All right, Dan. You think there's a conspiracy the NFL has with the Chiefs?
Absolutely not. No.
How come? How come?
No. I think that they're so well educated to begin with to be a referee and everything, and they have to be in fairly good shape. You don't see any beer guts.
That's right. Yeah, it's not like baseball where, you know, you can have some out of shape baseball umpires.
But you can be out of position with the speed and the height. In the weight of these guys, you know, you just had a caller mention that, and similar. But now, I'm going with you now. All right, I think your boy was in third grade, and they were playing up on Booker T. Washington, I think, up on the hill in third grade, and you had a technical foul.
Were you there for that game? That was fourth grade. Were you there for that game? I've talked about it.
Yeah. Yes, I was. And up on the hill, and I'm disappointed that I don't make your game.
Yeah, here's the thing, I don't want to make this all about me, but I've actually told that story before. I had an issue with that referee in a previous game because they had the score wrong. So basically what happened was early in a game that was going to be a close game. It's close. We took a 6-4 lead. They didn't put the points up on the board. It just still said 4-4. And I got into it over about 5 minutes with the score table. Score table said it's 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. And so that ref was working the game. Then the very next game, I said something to one of my players, wasn't even looking at the ref, and the ref teed me up. Like, he was just waiting to get back. Well, I will say now that ref no longer works in that league. So how about that? So they made the move.
Yeah, and then, you know, with the NBA a few years ago, it's probably been within 10 years, that there was a team of officials that were doing NBA games and everything. And they got caught some way, and they went to trial, and this one guy, I don't think he served time. He might have served time, but now I don't know if that was a conspiracy or just being a crook.
Nice, yeah, right.
Did you understand where I'm coming from?
Sure.
You remember that situation?
Yeah, I do. That's fun. I like the way you said it. That's good.
Yeah, well, take care.
Thanks, buddy. But good stuff, Dan. All right, appreciate you waiting online. That's good stuff. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll take some more of your phone calls on our conspiracy theories here in a second.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Howdy, the old farmer here, you know, from the Almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting, whatever you need, the Kubota BX series can handle. The Kubota BX series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
J&P Auto Mart knows you hate the snow, but when it snows, you save at J&P Auto Mart. J&P Auto Mart has more trucks than any other used car lot in three counties, along with SUVs and all-wheel drive cars. You've already had a taste of winter, and you know you need a reliable car, truck, or SUV. Get to J&P Auto Mart. They have trades and discount accordingly. When it snows, you save at J&P Auto Mart, 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
All right. Good conspiracy theories are fun. So far, I think we've had a couple people voted no, that the NFL does not have a conspiracy theory in favor of the Chiefs. I'll kind of harken back to this. I typically don't buy into conspiracy theories. I typically don't criticize officials all that much. But folks, let's not kid ourselves here. There's buku bucks involved here. There's millions, hundreds of millions of dollars involved in all this stuff. And the Taylor Swift effect, while I don't want to overinflate it, because the NFL, people are going to watch these games no matter what. But the Taylor Swift effect has brought more eyeballs to the NFL from different people. You know, I don't have numbers in front of me, but I can't imagine that the number of 15-year-old girls watching the NFL has ever been all that big. Okay? But it's not just that, folks. Think about what I'm talking about here. If you get a 13, 15, 16-year-old girl watching an NFL game for any reason, whether it's Taylor Swift, whether they're just hanging out with their dad in their living room watching the game, whatever. If you get different genre, different sections of or segments of people watching at a young age, you've got maybe a fan for life, okay? My wife's a big Steelers fan. She grew up watching games with her dad. I don't know how many 13, 15, 17-year-old girls are watching the NFL in this country anymore. They're not doing fantasy football. Maybe some of them are in a fun league. They're not betting on games like a lot of us degenerates are. But if you can get these eyeballs from these teenage girls because they want to tune in and watch Taylor Swift, now maybe you've got a fan for a long period of time. It's not unreasonable to think. All right, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tom from Glisten.
What's going on, Tom? How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I listen to you all the time. I'm calling in today. I have time. I agree. I think that I think there's more to it even than what you're saying. You know, the NFL's in on it. I think there's other people not involved in the NFL. And weirdly enough, I think that I'm not sure if the Chiefs are so much involved. I think it's more the NFL pushing it. And I'll do you one better. I think you're getting all the Taylor Swift fans, but then you're getting people watching these games, like my dad, for example.
Uh-huh.
Can't stand the Chiefs.
Right. Okay.
But he wants to tune in. He can't wait to watch the game.
Wait a minute now. Your dad can't wait to watch Taylor Swift too?
No, not Taylor Swift, but the game. He wants to see the game. And I'm like, yeah, man, I want to see this too. I want to see what happens. So I think there. I think the numbers, like you were saying, I think it's mind blowing. And I just wish something would break. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going to.
Is it? Here's the thing with conspiracy theories. It's easy to have an idea about something, but how would you logistically pull it? Is it reasonable to think that either the referees talk to each other, because, you know, loose lips sink ships. If some referee gets loose talking about how there's been meetings in the NFL to give that could go badly. But is it possible that one ref or two refs in a game on a crew, they're talked to going into the game, and they're said, and they have to swear allegiance to never say. How could you possibly work something out with these refs to help, you know, to get them to make beneficial calls for the Chiefs?
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. Like how that'd be a big secret to keep if you're having meetings with, you know, multiple people before games. Like I never thought of that, but someone's getting paid somewhere to make these decisions, and. Like, I don't think they're pulling the Chiefs' locker room in and the coaches and the, you know, administrators and saying, hey, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to help you. But it's just clicking. You know, it's like a hockey team. It's just the line on the hockey team clicking. You know what I mean? It's like I can't explain it. Like, they're looking up and reading the room, and they're like, yeah, this is going to go our way. Just keep doing our thing. And, you know, it's, I think it's deep.
And the fun,
you know, we're never going to see
we're,
it.
We're never going to know. But the thing about it is, it's just a self-fulfilling prophecy, because this has been going on for a couple years now, to the point where every time, look, teams get beneficial calls in games. It happens. You know, a team you love will get a beneficial call, then your team will get a benefit. Things do generally even out in sports and kind of in life. I believe that. But every time the Chiefs get a beneficial call, the radar goes off on social media. People start claiming, you know, the conspiracy and everything. That's what we're looking at now, because it seems to have happened so frequently.
Yeah, I watched that last game, and I'm just like, it blows my mind, the amount of stuff they're getting away with.
Yeah.
And I keep on thinking now, if they lose, okay, then everyone shuts up, right? Everyone says, oh, they...
Exactly.
I think if they lose, it's like, nah, let's just, you know, we made enough money. Let's kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah. Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the call, man. Thanks. 946-0435. We'll talk a little bit more of that, and we'll want to get into the Eagles here in a couple minutes as well.
King's Hawaiian Bread is moving over to Joe Gibbs Racing from Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing as part of a newly inked agreement. JGR will place the King's Hawaiian brand on the number 11 car, driven by Denny Hamlin, of course, in four NASCAR Cup Series events, starting with the Summer Atlanta Motor Speedway race. In addition to its primary sponsorships of those four, King's Hawaiian will also serve a full-season associate sponsor on the number 11. We've got race cars on the racetrack this weekend at Daytona. Of course, I am talking about the Rolex 24 for the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series. 61 cars across four classes. The main coverage of the 63rd running of the Rolex 24 at Daytona begins on NBC starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Saturday. USA Network picks up coverage from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. Saturday, and the broadcast returns to NBC to finish the race from noon to 2 on Sunday. The entire race also streams live, flag to flag, on Peacock in the U.S. and on the IMSA official YouTube channel and IMSA.TV outside the U.S. Chandler Smith has been named the Garage 66 entry driver for the upcoming Daytona 500 after Mike Wallace was deemed ineligible. The 22-year-old racer has recorded 8 total victories between the NASCAR Xfinity Series and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series over the last 6 years. He's excited for his chance to compete in his first ever Daytona 500. You are on the final lap.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go Nug Max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Hey,
back to Sports Central. Brought to you today and every day by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. Getting ready to watch the games this weekend. You can go get you some good cigars from J.M. Boswell. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. They'll hook you up with pipes, cigars, tobacco blends, whatever it is that you're looking for. You can have an enjoyable shopping experience there as well. They're open 9 till 5 Tuesday through Friday, so they'll be closing here shortly today. Open 9 till 4 on Saturday, and they are always open online at boswellpipes.com. Our phone line, 946-0435. You want to talk some football, play along with my conspiracy theory question. I think the NFL rigs things in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs. I do. I don't think that it's maybe quite as blatant as what some people think, but I do think the Chiefs get a couple calls every game. I do. I think the Chiefs get a couple calls every game. And you know what? Depending on when those calls happen, sometimes you know it might not be in the single most important situation of a game, but if it helps a drive extend at one point or kill a drive or whatever, they could be very, very instrumental in the outcome of the game. All right. I want to talk a little bit of Eagles here. We discussed this a couple days ago on this show. We have any Eagles fans out there? If there's any Eagles fans out there, I'd love to hear from you. We only have 20 minutes. I don't hear from many Eagles fans. We don't talk about the Eagles all that much on the show. But if you're an Eagles fan living in Blair County or the surrounding area, give me a buzz. 946-0435. What is it that you're looking for? What is it you're expecting? What is it you're hoping for? Story out, an hour and a half ago on ESPN says Jalen Hurts said his injured left knee is progressing, but he does anticipate wearing a brace for Sunday's NFC title game against the Washington Commanders. Look, the Eagles are better than the Commanders. The Commanders have a rookie quarterback, and yes, he's fantastic. I do think this moment is going to be a little bit too big for the Commanders, and the Eagles just have a better team. But if Jalen Hurts is gimpy, can't take off and run, that could be a problem. Because, you know, Saquon, for as great of a season as Saquon is having, a lot of this is all dependent on Jalen Hurts being able to take off and run as well. And, hey, you know, it's a game. It's anything can happen. You get a call. If your quarterback is out there and he's wearing a brace and he can't go 100%, that could be trouble. I do like the Eagles. I kind of like the Eagles big in this game, too. I'm going Eagles 30-20. I'm going with a pretty big number. I don't even know what the line is. Let me see what the line is here. But I'm going 30-20. Commanders beat the Eagles a month and a half ago down in Washington, but Hurts did not. He started, but he didn't play. Kenny Pickett played most of that game. Eagles almost beat them with Kenny Pickett, for crying out loud. In this game, Eagles are favored by 6. So I'm going to go 30-20. Just got a text. Robin Bedford says Eagles 27-13, and he's got the Bills beating the Chiefs. I didn't give a pick on the Bills either. I got the Bills beating the Chiefs also. I just don't know that this Chiefs team is as good as it's been in years past, and Josh Allen's having tremendous. So I got the Bills beating them as well. I don't really have a score. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Dave from Hollidaysburg.
What's up, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Corey. How you doing?
All right, man. What's going on? Are you an Eagles fan? Are you a Steelers fan or what?
I grew up around Philadelphia. I remember when the Eagles played in Franklin Field outside of University of Pennsylvania. I remember the 1980 wannabe Super Bowl team, Ron Jaworski, Bill Berge. I even remember Pete Lisk, who I understand was a Penn State quarterback way back when. And so I am unfortunately, predestined to be an Eagles fan because I grew up around there in the western suburbs of Philadelphia. So I am an Eagles fan by blood, ground, whatever you want to call it. I am cursed with being an Eagles fan.
Yeah. Okay, good. So how confident are you then that, again, I got 30 to 20. In another couple of years, I could see the Commanders being a major, major force. But the first time through, they're in the NFC Championship game. I just think it's going to catch up with them a little bit.
I'm predicting a slightly closer game than that. I'm predicting 28-21 okay. Eagles. I think that Hurts will be mobile in the backfield, running around, not running around, but being able to go right and left. I don't anticipate them sending him on any runs where, he could possibly get hurt. I know Kenny Pickett, I know the other guy are in bed, but they're no Jalen Hurts. I'm expecting a healthy dose of Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
I would not shock me if he runs 30 times during the game.
That's a lot.
I think he is.
I don't think he'll run 30 times. I could see him getting 30 touches. Maybe he catches six or eight, and which is, now we're splitting hairs here, but kind of same deal.
Yeah, but I think they're going to rely on him. He's proven to be a workhorse on occasion. Obviously, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith will be weapons that they'll be able to utilize, I think. I think a lot may depend on the offensive line and how their ability to hold their blocks and keep Jalen Hurts, give him time in the backfield to be able to move around and find a target and deliver the ball. But I do expect Saquon Barkley probably 20, 25 runs handing it off from Jalen Hurts.
Here's what I would
really do, because I think they're going to depend on him to take up where Jalen Hurts would have run with the ball.
I said this for the last probably 2 months. I thought the Lions had the best team in the NFL. And I hate to see what happened to them, but it does happen. I think the Eagles have the best team left. I think of the four teams that are left, I think the Eagles were the second best team in the NFL. Their roster, you mentioned offensive, they have very, very good players everywhere. I don't follow the Eagles religiously. I know enough about them to have conversation. They don't really have holes. They don't have holes anywhere. Now, if Jalen Hurts is injured, that could be a problem. But, I mean, the Eagles, to me, they've got everything that you need to win a Super Bowl.
Right. And the other question is, I think sometimes the defense can be had. I think they have a tendency sometimes to play a little too loose and not necessarily take plays off, but they don't give 110% all the time. But I think they'll be up for this game. So I'm hopeful the magnitude of where they are. And, we're one game away from the Super Bowl. Will be enough to motivate them to contain Jaden Daniels. I think that's going to be a big question. Are they going to be able to control him and keep him to a number of limited offensive opportunities?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, because he's very special. He threw 5 touchdowns. He did have a couple interceptions in that game a month and a half ago that Washington won 36-33. I've watched him a lot in college when he was at LSU. He's a special player, but it just rings a little differently once you get into a conference championship game.
Yeah, and I think he's not going to be able to do it by himself. I think that's the issue.
Yeah, and
I think the Eagles just have more weapons.
The Eagles have a better team. The Eagles have more good players at all across the field than. But if the Eagles quarterback is hurt and Jaden Daniels has a great game, hey, who knows? Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. Good stuff there. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Chuck in Unionville.
What's up, Chuck? How you doing, buddy?
I am good. Here's one for you, Corey. Do you know that no rookie quarterback in the NFL never made it further than a conference championship game?
What?
Yep. Look it up.
Ben was a rookie?
No, he lost in a conference championship his first year. He wasn't a rookie whenever they won.
That was year two.
That was year two. Yep.
Russell Wilson, was he not a rookie? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think Google it. As far as I know.
So no rookie, you're saying no rookie has ever made it to a Super Bowl. No rookie starting
to
quarterback.
A Super Bowl.
Right.
Right. No rookie starting quarterback has ever made it through a conference championship game into the Super Bowl.
And so Ben's year, that was his second year.
I believe it was, yeah. And I, if Hurts makes it to a Super Bowl, I think he'd be the first.
Daniels. I got to get your thoughts. You buy into my conspiracy theory? You think the NFL rigs things for the Chiefs?
No, I don't think they've rigged the things for the Chiefs. I don't. I think the Chiefs, you know, I think at this point in time, they have enough smarts. There's something about the experience level that they have. For the life of me, how the heck are they letting Travis Kelce get as open as he has? And it's not just the Steelers.
Yeah.
I think Mahomes just knows. It's like the Steelers when they were deep in, or Brady. They're so accustomed to the game. They're so used to the flow of the game. And they're so used to the twists and turns of the game that it's not, you know, there's no deer in the headlights. There's
nothing
like that.
You don't phase them. You don't phase them. I watched the Patriots a lot during all that time, and same kind of thing. When push come to shove, who did Tom Brady throw the ball to? Gronk was always there. Gronk made every catch. You know, he never dropped a ball in a key situation. Kelce never drops the ball. I love the ability of having a great tight end. This is why I like Tyler Warren at Penn State. When you've got a tight end that you know is going to get open, just get him the ball and try to let him do something. It's an extremely, extremely valuable position.
Yeah, and, you know, Lynn Swann, and they interviewed him about the Steelers, and he said once they won that first Super Bowl, he said when they went into that second, that following year, he said that everything was – they said it was easier and it was harder. It was harder because every team played them harder, but it was easier because they knew that they had what it took. So that made playing the game so much better for them. And I think that that's what's happening when you see the Chiefs at this point in time.
Yeah, they look, every game – I mean, when you've won three Super Bowls and two in a row – as weird as it, this is just another game.
It is. You know, to them, they've been there, done that.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that. Yep. All right, appreciate it, Chuck. Thanks, buddy. All right, I'm going to take one more here. Clarkster, what's going on, buddy? How you doing, man?
Hey, the Clarkster here.
How you doing, pal?
Conspiracy theories. Instant replay was invented for commercials.
I don't completely disagree with that. I can see how that would be that could be, because you're taught. When did instant replay come in?
Oh, I forget how many years ago it was. But if they expand it and different things, it's just the ability to put more commercials into play in the game, and it just generates more revenue. Everything is revenue, you know, thought upon. As far as penalties go, I think there's a way of using the system and allowing, you know, subjective calls to be made, you know, on the hitting of the quarterback, on pass interference. You know, I think that's almost seemingly a part of the game.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You know, so, again, another theory is, how long would the games be if they called all the penalties?
I know, right, yeah. I mean, look, I don't know about every play, but the old saying that there's holding on just about every play in football, that is true. If you wanted to get ticky-tack, I was supposed to have, by the way, just so everybody know, I tried to get Landon Tingwall. Landon Tingwall was a huge recruit, offensive lineman for Penn State a few years ago, came in, played a year. Remember, he got hurt a couple years ago. He got hurt in a game against Michigan, and he had to retire. He had to medically retire. Well, Landon Tingwall is now doing sports media. He has social media where he breaks down games. He talks about a lot of offensive line stuff. Anyway, he was going to be on the show yesterday because you've probably heard me say this, Clarkster. My theory is even the smartest football fans out there don't know what the hell an offensive lineman does. Unless you played offensive line, but yet what do? We blame the offensive line for everything. Why do we do that? Because we don't know what the hell they do. We're not 320 pounds. We don't have any idea what to do with our hands and feet when another 320-pound guy is coming at us in full.
Right.
So, anyway, I was looking forward to having him on. So we're going to do that next week going into the Super Bowl. But I am intrigued because what do we always say, hey, who's got the better offensive line? Well, I don't know.
Well, okay, on continuing with that, Saquon, take away the 140 yards of the two touchdowns, was 24 for 65.
Absolutely, and that happens a lot. I love that you mentioned that. That happens a lot in football. You know, guys will have one or two big runs, but the rest of their runs are just kind of typically those one, two, three, you know, grinding kind of runs.
And they have problems when they get down close to the goal line. A lot of teams do because you're compressing the field. Unless you can go wide, unless you can blow open a hole, but you know, they're stacking the line in a lot of cases.
Clarkster, you're a real smart guy. You've got a lot of worldly experience. You think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone?
Oh, of course not. I mean, that's the most bizarre. To get that shot off in that period of
three
time.
Three of them. Three of them, accurate, yep. No way.
That accurate is beyond belief.
How about the moon landing? Here's the thing. As we get further and further, think, everybody listen to this. As we get further and further removed from 1969 and more disinformation, more and more fake images and videos, more and more AI. Clarkson, I don't know if you're on Facebook or anything like that. You can get on social media now and you can get an image of almost anything that looks real and it turns out to be fake. As we get further and further removed from 1969, I know for a fact that there will continue to be a whole bunch of growing people that believe that we never landed on the moon. Because I'm not even sure we can land on the moon today, you know, with all the technology issues that we have with our stuff blowing up. So, I'm not a conspiracy. I know that we landed on the moon. But I'm saying that give it another 50 years, and the percentage of people that will believe we didn't land on the moon will be huge.
Watch the movie Sneakers.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've seen that, yeah.
Okay, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Played the part of Mother.
Is that the one with River Phoenix too? They're like crooks.
Yes.
They're crooks, right?
No, they're helping the whatever the government to try to find something.
Right, yeah. I got you. I remember that, yeah.
But Aykroyd's character talks about how they faked the moon landing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
That was a joke throughout the whole movie.
Well, nowadays what they say is, well, there's more technology in my iPhone than there was in the spaceship that they sent up to the moon. And, well, you know, that actually may be true, but that's still, you know, anyway.
Yeah, about the game.
Back to sports.
About the game, there's going to be a little bit of wind involved here. And the Eagles, you know, place kicker, field goal kicker, has had some problems.
Nitty-gritty stuff. I like it.
He missed two extra points the other game. I mean, if they lose that game against L.A., it was going to be in his lap.
Well, then wouldn't you think then that they may be going for it more often in those scenarios?
Well, but now we're into decision-making.
Yeah, correct, right.
With Hurts being injured,
is he
going to do something different?
Look at you bringing the strategy. This is the best football call you've ever had.
Oh, what do you mean? I had 100% of this show.
That's
but
great
anyway.
Stuff. I got to run. I got to run because we're about out of town. Thanks, man.
Gotcha, bye.
Knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean Jewelry Television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead. Set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to BABBEL.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hank FM. All right, everybody. Appreciate you tuning in. Today, every day, all week, some great discussions. Hopefully you have some good football games. I'm taking Bills over the Chiefs. I'm taking Eagles pretty big over the Commanders. And I'm going Eagles to win the Super Bowl. That's my pick right now. My pick all along was the Lions. But I'm going Eagles to win the Super Bowl. So we'll see how that all plays out. Enjoy the weekend football. We'll recap all of it on Monday. Maybe Penn State will have a new defensive coordinator by Monday. They still don't. Wildly enough. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC.